Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. There are something like 12,000 mortgage brokers in Canada, 12,000. And while a lot of people just go to their local bank to finance their house purchase, there is a case to be made for a person, a human, who will shop around to different lenders to help you find the best mortgage for you. But how does that all work? What are the pros? What are the cons? How do you make it work for you? Jacob Perez is a partner and mortgage agent at Synergy Mortgage Group. He's here to talk about the process of working with a broker. He's in Hamilton. Hello, Jacob.
Hey, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Why would a borrower go to a mortgage broker?
Well, the main reason someone would go to a mortgage broker is for options. So a lot of times we're talking about the struggle to buy a house. A lot of people are having challenges qualifying for the large loans needed, given the rise in real estate prices that are happening in the market. The reason you go to a mortgage agent is to see how high you qualify in a purchase at multiple banks versus just one of your own home branch institution, whatever it may be. You know, we had an example the other day where one client qualified to purchase up to $500,000 at TD Canada Trust, but then they qualified to buy up to $700,000 at Scotiabank. So whether you're self-employed or maybe you already own a rental property or two, where you actually qualify or how high you qualify may differ quite a bit from bank to bank.
Can brokers actually get a better rate for the client than if they go directly to the bank?
Yeah. So when it comes to mortgages, there's a lot of attention and focus on interest rate. Usually that's because that's one of the main criteria that people are aware of that exists within a mortgage. In terms of interest rates, overall, it's going to be pretty competitive across the board. So whether you go through a mortgage agent or you go into a branch specifically, I think the rates are going to be pretty competitive. I think where you're going to get the benefit with the mortgage agent is they're going to say, hey, within this 30-page agreement at said major five bank, there's actually a huge financial clause that doesn't exist in this other 30-page agreement that might have the exact same interest rate. So it's not just about getting a better interest rate, which you will be able to find the best product with the mortgage agent, but it's also which product has the best underlying clause that won't make up such big financial impacts later on.
How do you get paid? And how do you think that could influence the mortgages that a broker would recommend to their clients?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the model of how a mortgage agent gets paid is really beneficial to everyone. It's beneficial to us, the mortgage agent. It's also beneficial to the client. So the way we get paid is whichever bank we bring the mortgage to typically pays us a fee for bringing them that mortgage. And that fee is directly tied to the size of the mortgage. So there's not necessarily a benefit to bring the mortgage to Scotiabank versus TD Bank or Meridian Credit Union. It's really just what's the best product for the client. So because there is no large variance in terms of pay, there's no subconscious bias that might creep in the process when it comes to directing our clients to their proper institution.
And that's what, 75 basis points or so, 0.75%?
Depends what kind of lenders you're working with, right? It might be 75 basis points, might be 100 basis points. You know, sometimes they might have specials going on, things like that. But really, it's kind of what's the best product for the client. And when it comes to my clients specifically, a lot of them are real estate investors. So we're trying to find products that are going to allow them to continue to buy over and over. And that usually leads to repeat business.
And that's a one-time commission, correct?
Exactly. Yeah.
Why I think that's relevant for people to understand is it's not like a financial advisor who's carrying your business and they're getting a commission over the course of time. It's a one time. And so our expectations as clients should be relatively low in terms of ongoing service because you're not paid in a way that would encourage you to do that.
Exactly. When it comes to banking and financial products, it's really about finding what is the best fit for you. And banks themselves have different appetites. So where some banks may be really competitive and really aggressive in the mortgage space, one year later, their organizational goals may change and they may no longer be the best product for you. So as the banks fluctuate their goals, you want to work with somebody who's on the front line so you can steer you in the correct direction.
There's rate, which is a huge focus, but there's also a whole bunch of other features that you can get. And some lenders have them, some don't, like lump sum repayment and payment vacations and all that. Which ones do you find people actually use?
by far the most important factor to consider your mortgage outside of the interest rate is the penalty if you break the mortgage early. So there's a lot of talk about renewing your mortgage after 5 years. Well, what we're seeing right now with rising real estate prices is that most people are actually accessing equity in their home a lot sooner than that 5 year mark, whether it's to do renovation, invest in another property, maybe even taking some equity, investing it in the stock market specifically. So you want to make sure that you're in a product where the penalty to break, if you ever want to adjust the term of your mortgage, is very low. So it gives you flexibility to take advantage of some of this low interest debt. We have a lot of clients who might go into a variable rate mortgage that has a very advantageous penalty structure. And because it's so inexpensive to break after 1 or 2 years, they might break that variable just to go into an even cheaper variable that comes in the market. So you definitely want to have flexibility so you can access as much equity without hesitation as possible.
Yeah. And just to put some numbers on it, let's say it's a $800,000 mortgage. If you were variable, the penalty would be ballpark what, $1,000? If you were fixed, the ballpark break fee would be what, $1,000?
So this is a great example because we just had a client breaking a five-year fixed rate around $832,000 at a credit union. I'm not going to say the name of it. Their penalty to break this mortgage at the credit union was about $43,000. Okay. So it could be approximately 4 to 4.5% of the balance. Yeah, it's very high on these five-year fixed rates. Whereas if you go on with a variable rate mortgage, it's 3 months of interest payments. So if you calculate out around that $800,000 range, that's looking like around $4,000. So it's about a 10 times difference in penalty cost, whether you're in a fixed product or a variable product. And you'll see a lot of these banks push these five-year fixed products for two reasons. One, they either get to keep you as a client for 5 years, or you do what 6 out of 10 Canadians do and you break your five-year fix and they incur that large penalty revenue. So be careful when you're being steered in a direction where the fixed rates are considered safe, when historically and statistically, they've been actually the opposite of safe.
I have been on a variable rate mortgage my entire life and will continue to be on one until I get rid of all mortgage debt. I recently renegotiated. It saved me about $7,000. I was quite happy about that. But it was me who prompted that discussion, not my broker. Should it have been my broker? Are you monitoring the clients that you have and saying, wait a sec, actually, this could make sense?
Yep, we definitely do. So we essentially have a database of all closed mortgages over the last 4 or 5 years. And essentially when there are better products that come in the market, all we have to really do is filter this database and say, hey, everybody who's on this type of mortgage at this percentage rate or higher would benefit statistically from breaking it and moving into this product. From there, we're going to send out a mass email to about, you know, 100, 200, however many mortgages fit this specific criteria. And we'll drive that conversation for the client. And really, it's just a win-win. Our clients save money. We earn an extra commission through the business. And, you know, if your broker is not doing that stuff, you know, they just might not have as sophisticated systems in place so that they're creating that many win-wins for their clients.
Right. And noted that the broker would collect the fee earlier than the 5 years that that mortgage was supposed to last for. So they'd get that 75 basis points a little bit early. That's important to note. There's questionable behavior in all industries, financial services and otherwise. What are some things you've heard brokers do that really are offside?
Well, I think that, you know, not painting the full picture to the client is something that, you know, everybody can be a little bit guilty of at certain times. I think the main thing is when the broker doesn't actually have the experience and doesn't know it exists. So I'll give you an example. Not every single bank operates in the broker channel. So what that means is that we can't submit mortgages to every single bank that exists in Canada. So there are some niche banks where there might be some products out there that are a perfect niche for one of your clients. So a lot of brokers will tell a client that, hey, you know, you can't finance a sixplex property in the residential banking channel because they can't finance a sixplex property in the residential banking channel. But there might be a residential bank outside of the broker channel who is willing to do it. So I think not disclosing products that maybe they themselves don't have access to is a practice I wouldn't recommend. And I think if you want to take your mortgage business to the next level, you have to know what exists outside of your realm of options and have people in those positions you can refer out to if that is indeed the right thing for your client.
Really interesting stuff. Jacob, thank you for your insight today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Jacob Perez is a partner and mortgage agent at Synergy Mortgage Group. And I was just trying to get a little bit more texture, color, insight on how it worked for mortgage brokers. It can be a really important piece of the home financing puzzle.